Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sweetheart!
Welcome home. How was delivering our child?
Babe, I'm taking another breastfeeding class. I just really want to champion you with this. I promise I'm not staring too long for you, babe.
Honey, I have some great news. The boss gave me time off, so I can help raise him until lunch.
I only get 2 months paternity leave. That's great. I should get 3 months off. That makes sense, right? Teachers get it. Hibernating bears do. I'm both, basically. Light up the celebratory cigars. Let's do it. It's also, we gotta strengthen the little guy's lungs.
Yeah, we just got back from the hospital. Grandma's still in the hospital. The gender reveal explosion hit her with some shrapnel.
The dinner smells great, but his dirty diaper is masking it. Make sure you take care of both.
When I'm done with his diaper, I'll come change yours. You're a hero.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, right? Put the AC on, actually. That was dumb. It's cold in here, but that
did
is...
Did you put it... Oh, you put it on.
Put it on cool? Do you need help with working the technology? So he just looked at me. Has Rachel gotten to that point yet? Where she's... decided, you know what, Jake's gonna do all the technology stuff.
She'll I bet we're close. Be like,
it won't work for a half second. Casey's like, here. I'm like, you can troubleshoot this. Good job. Did you miss me?
Solved it.
Unsure.
How are you doing? Are you lively? Are you we're going, we're recording. Are you fresh?
No, I would not say I was fresh.
Oh, what a shame.
I did shower today, so in that sense I am fresh.
Body's fresh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You kind of, I like the, that's kind of like the Heidi Klum, kind of like no volume look.
Do you think Heidi Klum has no hair volume?
I don't know. I feel like that's a vibe you're going for. Am I wrong?
Yes. I did a special hair technique today. I had a lot of time to get ready. So I did fun. I did this fun thing where I let my hair dry outside when it's 40 degrees. So it was super fun.
Yeah. Ooh, Heidi Klum does that.
Yeah. Cold plunge, basically.
It was a cold plunge. Yeah. It was for my health.
All right. Well, we're back from the road, gearing up. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And we're looking forward to a great episode. So let's get into it. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
How about we do this? We dive right into some fan videos.
How
we got
about
a lot
do?
Of fun recty submissions. And so Derek, cue us up here. We've got an email, correct@traycanon.com is where you hit us up with all sorts of fun stuff. So what do we got? We want to say hey to the people this Thanksgiving because we're thankful
for them.
The rim. For the recties.
Hi, Katie, Trey, Jake, Family Man, Derek, and baby Thomas. I just want to say hello. My name's Ellie, and I love your guys' show so much. I have a couple things to tell y'all. I'm going to try to make it fast like I'm on a 30-second timer like Katie. Okay, number one, I'm from Iowa. I literally love that state with my whole entire heart, so every time Jake mentions it, I get so excited. But now I live in Gainesville, Florida. Go Gators. I actually live in Gainesville, so you guys should come do a show in Gainesville. Mm. It's like actually... an extremely lame city, but at least one fan here. Number two is that an episode like a week ago, Trey was saying that he did not participate in school, which is a little concerning. But I'm actually a teacher, and when Derek said that teachers basically end up doing crowd work all day, I was like, that's literally so true. Up to entertain like 21 kids all day long. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I could do stand-up or that I'm the funniest person in the world. But when I tell you, when I'm in my second grade class and I get the jokes rolling just straight off the dome.
Skill.
Oh, my gosh. It is such a satisfying feeling when I get them laughing so hard. So much so that they inflate my ego quite large. I have a couple of bits that I like keep going throughout the years, and they crack
just remember
me up,
she said I'm gonna try
well,
to
but
use
then
the 30
I go home for Christmas and my brother
she's about to do a tight
5 minute
set
for my humor and tell me that I'm not funny at all. So I think it's maybe just like a very specific audience of 7 and 8 year olds, which I think I'm okay with that. And last but not least, I'm thinking about starting my own podcast, honestly, just to vlog, just to like have my own memories like encapsulated. I think it's just so funny. So here's my idea. We're in a Starbucks drive. We go through a Starbucks drive-thru. It's kind of like carpool karaoke vibes. I interview people, mostly my friends, just because I think that would be even funnier. Because they're always going to be the only ones probably listening to it. And I'm trying to think of a name for this podcast. Okay, so if you have any ideas, let me know. Or you can just roast my whole entire idea. Thank you guys so much for making me laugh, especially on a hard day at school. Love you guys. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Well, Ellie, I think
honestly, she
I think
would have,
she just recorded episode 1.
Yeah, I was going to say she would have zero issue recording a solo podcast.
Publish that right there.
I don't think she needs a guest. She's just fine on her own.
Although she was entertaining though. I was engaged.
She had some charisma to her.
She talks
yeah.
fast.
I was engaged.
That. She could keep the. I mean, just double down. Just make a podcast for 7-year-olds. If you're already killing it with that demographic,
yeah,
she's going to compete with Mrs. Rachel.
There's something to having a niche, mm-hmm. and you know, we embrace our niche. You embrace yours. Just crush. And yeah, you should be concerned. I'm not saying I was, you would have hated me as your student. So let me be clear, Ellie. I was not a good one, but yeah, I didn't. I would have been the punk kid who's like, teacher's not even funny. Isn't that the worst? Those
yeah,
are the worst types
you would
of
have
kids.
Been, you're so annoying. Yeah.
I'd be intrigued to know what I'd be like as a second grade teacher. Cause I think I would definitely be a slave to the laughter where like I walked in one day and I tripped and fell, but I got a huge laugh. I'm like, I got to trip and fall every day. Now. Like I'm just injuring myself. Left. I'm stabbing myself. I'm, you know, ingesting poison. They're like, this is amazing. I'm like, yeah, I get them laughing.
Yeah. I think you'd get caught up with just like when you get off stage, you're like, I don't know. I wasn't feeling a bad crowd. You just get home from work. You're like, I didn't have it today.
I lost him right after lunch. I don't know what happened.
Were they
opened really good in first period, but by the time I got to lunch, they were.
I don't love my Egypt bit right now. I'm sick of my Egypt bit. I don't even like it when I'm doing it. Mm. Nothing funny about Giza.
I know. I'm trying. There's something there. If you can find the humor in that, I mean, I know I got it.
They're not
just these kids. They also know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're not getting any of my callbacks, mm-hmm. and I'm doing a lot of them. They don't understand that. Mm-hmm. But what's Ellie's podcast name going to be? She goes to the Starbucks drive-thru. What should it be called?
Yeah. What was the idea was like comedians in cars getting coffee. It'd be teachers in cars getting Starbucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just call it that.
Yeah, pretty on the nose. Just kind of
teachers
layout.
In cars getting Starbucks. That's a long name.
I like it.
There you go, Ellie.
You don't like it? What is your idea, Katie?
My idea
air
is
air dry. That's kind of a short
actually,
poppy
yeah,
name.
Yeah, dry.
Air dry.
Air drive.
Air drive.
I've memorized teachers and cars getting karaoke or getting coffee, so like it stuck.
Really? Like, okay, maybe it's a thing because she does say her. Her kids, you know, she can get them rolling, but some of her brothers, the adults, don't like it. So maybe she's just narrowing on the niche. Kids only.
Yeah, are
only
there?
Children.
Is she taking the children through the Starbucks?
Entertainer, line? Child, hop it. It's like a play on, hey, kids, want some candy? But legally?
Oh, that's
something
what it's called.
Like
okay,
that. Yeah,
okay,
something,
okay.
You know.
Yeah,
you know, like, or just play off Mrs. Rachel. Maybe like she's like Mrs. Starbies.
Mrs. Starbies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do they people call it Starbies? They do.
I've heard like I've never called it that, but I have heard that. Yep. I'm
trying to think of something good with like the word venti or you know mocha or something. I got nothing.
A venti cup of laughs.
Never mind. There it is.
Lot of laughs, size venti.
I think my bar was a little too high. I think that was great.
Pup cup. Thank you, Ellie, for sending that in. We got another. We got another fan video.
I hope this one's not as short as Ellie's. Ellie just sped through that.
I know.
It was only 30
hey,
seconds.
Friends at Correct Opinions. My name is Elena. I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm
a job
big fan of the podcast and want to say thank you so much for entertaining me as I do my never-ending loop between daycare and school pickup every single day. So thank you for that. I have a special holiday edition for the sheltered kid segment. I'm a sheltered kid, just like you guys, but that's because I was raised by the ultimate sheltered kid, my mom, a missionary kid. She grew up in Africa, white lady, blonde, like the, blue eyes, and she lived there until she was like about 18. So there's into, a lot of things yep, she didn't Bulbasaur. Learn in her teen years, and that definitely carried over into adulthood. So several years ago, it was Christmas, and she was allowed to wear a festive holiday shirt to work. She's a nurse at a pediatric hospital. Okay, let me set that straight right up front. So she went to American Eagle, she got a shirt, wore it all day at work, and when my siblings and I saw her later, we were like, Mom, you didn't wear that to work, right? Why? Oh, what's no. wrong with it? Let me show you the photo.
Oh, wow.
That is Santa with a, hopefully I'm allowed to say this on the podcast, a very erect North Pole.
North Pole.
A very inappropriate shirt. And I just kept picturing her walking into the room of a very sick kid at the hospital wearing this shirt, having absolutely no idea what it really woman. Is. So we make her wear it every single year now because we just get such a good time. So anyways, that's my holiday story. Happy holidays to you
oh
guys.
Oh my gosh.
If the kids thanks, in Africa Elena. Could see her now.
Yeah, if they could see her now.
I mean, if she had any, like, you know, 11-year-old boy patients, they probably just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, she's like, wow, if only Ellie wear a shirt like that, you'd crush. Yeah. She probably walked in every room and was like, they're loving me today.
Yeah, normally the middle schoolers are tough for me.
Y'all gonna go to the YouTube or Facebook and see it. But yeah, it's a picture of Santa with like a candy cane coming out of his crotch.
It's not even disguised. It's not that good of a...
It's not even... It doesn't even make sense, really. It's just a straight up holiday...
Also, American Eagle was selling that?
Like, yeah, so I don't believe Elena on the American Eagle part. So I think her mom took a back door into Spencer's or something.
100%.
But that is hysterical. That is good. Does that make you think of any Shelter Kid holiday editions?
Good holiday edition.
Think about that. Think about that while I read another submission. Again, email us because we love hearing from y'all, especially during the holidays. correct@trachea.com. Nathaniel wrote in with the email. I'm excited for this. The email subject just says accidentally saying slurs.
Oh.
PG-13 warning. Oh. So thank you for Nathaniel updating the listeners.
Yes.
But this is Nathaniel. It says, hi, Trey, Jake, Katie, and family man Derek. My name is Nathaniel, and I'm 16, a fellow sheltered boy. And a big fan of the pod. I've been listening for years, and I finally found a reason to submit a sheltered kid story. So as we all know, Jake likes to abbreviate the majority of words he says for some unknown reason. Aside from that, it's funny. You're a briefs guy?
Sure.
Do you?
I was trying to abbreviate one syllable things.
He's like, well, I want to start abbreviating random words because I think it's fun. Unfortunately, it didn't work out in my favor. It all started when I began calling carabiners beaners.
He's throwing, he's like, this wouldn't happen if I didn't listen to Jake.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. It's not my thing.
How homeschooled is this? Carabiners, that's like a rock climbing thing, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I never even come in contact with carabiners. I don't even say that word.
It's amazing. I mean, if there's one place where it's safe to say that slur, it's probably rock climbing gym.
Yeah.
None of them are. They climb stuff for real, dude. After using this, thank you, Derek. After using this abbreviation a few times, my friend rolled his eyes and said, bro, you really got to stop saying that. I love the friend game a few times.
Okay, it was kind of funny.
Dude, I can't, yeah. I was very confused. I asked what was wrong. He informed me of the error I was making. And I've never been the same since. This happened another time after complimenting the raccoon sticker on my friend's water bottle.
Oh, no!
This dude's got to stop, and you got to stop blaming me, because I'm not saying this stuff.
After accidentally saying several racial slurs, I've decided to leave the abbreviating to Jake.
It's all your fault, Jake. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to that kid. I'm sorry to that kid's parents.
That's actually so funny.
I'm sorry to the African American and Mexican community.
Yeah, we're very sorry. We
live near that kid.
Yeah. As you know, yeah. You guys, during the holidays, y'all, find some extra grace in your heart for the shelter kids. They're going to walk around cussing you out and wearing Santa boner shirts, and they don't know. They just don't know. That is so funny. I've told this on the pod how for a whole year, I called everyone the C word because I thought it just meant like you
You dumb dummy.
Yeah, you jerk. Until finally someone's like, dude, you've got to stop.
How old were you when you were doing that?
Then freshman year of high school.
Oh my gosh.
I heard it on YouTube and I was like, that's funny. So I just started throwing around, you know.
Just had no idea.
Yeah, I'll never forget when a friend was like, have you noticed how even like the worst kids in school don't say that word? I thought of those, you know, those horrible 14-year-olds when they learn like the F word and like every other word. Oh, it's like the SpongeBob episode. Like, I hate you. And they just F, F, F. And I was like, none of them have ever said the Z word.
Oh, no.
Grave error. So, yeah, maybe teach your kids these words, okay? So they don't say them. Thank you, Nathaniel, for that submission.
Carabiners and a raccoon sticker. That's so funny that that happened to work that way.
Yeah, poor guy. It's like the only two he tried.
Yeah.
Like, this is dangerous. He goes to Panda Express. Yeah, I'll take the chicken and give me some chow mein nudes. Like, oh, gosh, here we go again. Poor kid.
Doesn't know. He does not know. Well, great. Thanks for your submissions. Again, send them in. We got a lot of fun. We heard from the Rectees, Erectees, this holiday season. Lindsay says, hey, guys, my name is Lindsay. And I was in a video you put out a couple weeks ago with the kids that I homeschool. You brought up IMG Academy in the pod when we were talking about could the boys' high school team beat the WNBA team. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I live down the road from IMG. We actually have been to some of their games, and we met Oliver, the 7'6 player. He's literally the tallest teenager in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I feel like it's a sheltered thing to do. Like, you want to go see the basketball team? We're like, we want to see the world record. You see him in the Guinness World Records. And so
that's kind of funny. They just go like, you guys from around here? Yeah, kind of. Oh, you go to school here?
No.
Just want to see somebody tall.
I mean, I would go to see. I mean, that is very tall.
Yeah. She actually said we went and saw him, and they actually lost to one of the local teams here. They didn't look that impressive. Oh, that's what Lindsay says.
Okay.
Berkeley.
She does throw in here, my son is the shortest kid in his 9-year-old basketball league, but he's top 3 in the league.
Why'd you say that?
She just wants us to know.
Oh, okay.
Derek, I'm trying to send you this. Okay. So she says, bottom line, the WNBA would definitely lose to the high school boys.
Even though...
Which I didn't expect after all that.
Yeah. I'm very confused.
She has a lot of varying opinions here.
Okay.
But shout out to her, and look at that. That kid's 17. 7'6".
Oh, my gosh.
What do we do? What do we do if he gets that, your freak height, Katie? If Thomas... By the way, on the road, I've had multiple people. I didn't realize this. I think it's very common for people on their way to my show or any show they're going to just do a little research on the guy. I guess people like that.
Okay. Yeah. So they were talking about the kid's name?
Yeah. So people were like, dude, do you know, is your kid's name Grimace? It's been brought up probably 9 times on the road over the weekend. So again, I don't know who did that. I'd love it if it was Recti. Come forward. I want to send you a gift because it's very funny to me. But someone's like, yeah, we thought maybe he loves McDonald's or something. We don't know.
Grimace.
Wait, for a comedian who makes fun of weird baby names, they think that you named your kid Grimace.
Named it after a bad face you
made. They're like, do you know? Some came in defensive, like, do you know someone did this to you?
Mm.
I was like, yeah, that's great.
I know. I really want the person to come forward. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of random. So I'd love to know.
It's kind of not.
It's funny to hear you guys say, I want the person to come forward. It's like Thomas has been stolen. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Come home.
Whoever did that, we forgive you. We love you.
We are not going to press charges.
We will not press charges. No, we will not. We are very forgiving.
Please tell us.
Yeah.
Please tell us.
How tall do you think Thomas will be, Grimace?
I think Grimace. What's Papa Grimace? What are you, 6'1"?
6'1".
Papa Grimace?
Mm-hmm. Mama Grimace, what are you? 5'10", 5'11"?
6'6".
Yep,
yep. 6'6", 130.
Yeah.
That's right. I think Thomas, give me parents' heights. I mean, I've seen them, but I, you know.
Mom, 5'8", dad, 6'6", 1.
6'6", 1.
I got 6'2", and 5'4".
You came out all right.
Mm-hmm. You never knew.
Yeah. I'm going to go Grimace at the age of 17 will be 5'11", and then at 18 he will grow 1 more inch.
Okay.
That is my prediction.
All right. Okay. What if we have 3 sons and Katie's taller than all of us?
All of us. That'd be fun. I'm not taller than you.
You kind of are. When you stand up straight.
I went to...
bad posture.
You stand up for yourself.
Thomas currently, as of today, is measuring in the 98th percentile for height.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's go.
We'll see.
Keep it up. IG I did, Academy.
Ooh, speaking of, and I, one of my favorite bits when I joke about how the day, like there's a time when Katie came into our living room and she asked if it was okay if she sat next to me. So yeah. I just joke, like, that's a very strange thing to ask someone, your own husband of several years. And I added a new embellishment that I was really proud of, that people really liked. I was like, you can't do this when we leave the house. People are going to be like, oh, yeah, that guy, he hits her for sure. And people really liked that. I felt a little risky saying that when you allude to domestic violence.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good way to describe like how actually you being that nice, it makes me look bad.
Oh.
Wow. Trey's the victim.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You should mess with me in that way. We should be out to eat and you should be like, husband, is it okay if I sit right by you or should I sit?
Or yeah, like, hey, how are we doing? We getting drinks tonight? I'll take a water if that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay? Ew.
That's what you do ew. That.
I do not do that.
You came up to me and you said, is it okay if I sit next to you?
I did not say it like that. Number one.
Yes, you do. And you know you default. Sometimes you zap out and you're just like, I am so nice. And you just treat me like a stranger.
Like a stranger. Yeah.
We had a lot of good comments too. Top comment last week from CFO, College of the Ozarks. I think that's what it means. That's what the cool kids call it.
The colleges.
From the CFO. Never laughed so hard. Jake, your show was amazing. We had a wonderful time. And I know a bunch of friends who loved it.
Sweet.
So you're not canceled over at CFO.
All right. Yeah, I was a little worried, but I'm glad the kiddos there loved it down there.
Reply to that comment. It is CFO admissions. Please meet us in our office immediately. No, I'm kidding.
That's fun. Thanks for commenting that. Appreciate you. Go Bobcats.
Someone commented, wedding photography is dealing with the wedding drama. I need to be paid for that. LOL.
That's true.
So that's, you know, because we were dogging on the photography.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're kind of a borderline therapist that day, it seems like.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with the women and you got to, I think, what's your energy when you're a wedding photographer? Are you cool, fun guy? Are you keeping the vibes up? Or are you, because I've been to some weddings where it's a real sassy female photographer. You know, she's used to being like these annoying groomsmen. I got to whip them into shape. And she's like your second grade teacher.
Yeah.
That it's effective, but I know.
It's rough to smile in front of, though.
Right.
I feel like I treat it like this is something everyone will relate to, like my second day as a camp counselor. That's what it's like. The first day as a camp counselor, you got to lay down the law a little bit. The second day, you start to lengthen the leash a little bit, but you still got to let them know who's in charge. So it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to treat you cool. But I expect the same respect back. So when I say line up, we're going to line up. And yeah, I'm going to toss some jokes out. But guys, at the end of the day, we're here to take photos.
That's okay? Such a great... No, I completely understand. When you had the cool counselor, you're like, we can get away with stuff. And then he did the one time where he's like, hey.
Hey, seriously, guys.
And you're like, oh, cool.
Hey, let's
cool,
do it.
Cool, fun guy.
He's been cool all day. Let's line up.
It's like, okay, you know what? He's earned my respect. Yeah. Guys, come on.
Hey,
I want to have fun as much as you do, but yeah. Yeah, that's good.
That guy. Yeah. Hey, come on, guys. I get it, right? I mean, some of those girls over there, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't peeking at them too. But seriously, we got to.
Seriously, guys. Seriously. Remember.
Oh, wow.
Bounce the eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Look right here. All right. Look right here. I know. I can't believe how short some of those dresses are, but look right here, guys. Okay.
Right here.
That's what I was like as a camp counselor. So
yeah, you're cool.
Just same. Yeah, I was super cool.
Wow. Wasn't that a Christian camp? You were saying things like that?
No. It was just
a secular one. Secular camp?
I did a lot of camps. So
Katie, have you ever done a camp?
I've done
any kind? I don't know this about you.
So I've done soccer camp, like a sleepaway soccer camp.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Sleepaway.
I bet some of those girls get flirty.
What?
I follow the U.S. women's team.
I went to. I
like that explains it.
I thought I.
They all marry each other.
I have been to a couple. Fine.
They're very good at soccer.
Yeah, but I never did. I don't think I ever did like a regular, like just a normal like camp. Like let's go do fun activities. It was always like sports related.
Wow, sporty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how many years of soccer camp did you do?
I think I only did. I did soccer camp every year, but I only did like the one where I went somewhere twice. So one year I went to Alabama and did their soccer camp, which is a pretty intense, like, it was intense.
What? How was it intense? They put you through a lot of drills, or?
I mean, it was just really good players because that's a Division I school, and so.
Oh, you were at the university. I think you went to like the state. Like we crossed state lines.
Oh, you did the University of Alabama soccer camp.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
And
tied.
Yeah, and it was a very, it was a hard week.
Is there a way in women's soccer? Yeah, thank you for the explanation. It was intense because it was intense. It was a hard week. But is there a way in softball, in women's softball, typically there is a bow in the hair to identify, we'll call it, which side of the plate you swing on. In soccer, is there an identification system as well?
Whoa. Softball is... They do what?
Yeah. You put a bow in your hair.
You're thinking of a upside down pineapple. They carry it to the plate.
You give it to the umpire. If your parents told you to. Like, I don't know what this is for.
Wait, I've never heard this ever.
It's a real thing.
Softball girls put a bow in their hair?
I don't know if they're doing it now, but they were doing it, 10 to 15 years ago. I think if you have a bow, maybe a ribbon in your hair.
Uh-huh. Maybe like a... I think more like a old ship rope.
I feel like that would help. Dirty rope.
Just hanging from your rough and tough girl.
Bow means no.
Means you're straight.
Yes. Bow means no.
Yeah, and I think a boat rope
means I'm not saying nope.
Yeah.
Wait, I have never heard this before.
I hadn't either. This is fascinating to me. Yeah. Have you heard the upside down pineapple thing? That's real.
Yeah.
Trey, we do that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember I said we need to go to the store later?
The pineapples, man.
So maybe there was a thing in soccer and you just didn't know about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, maybe. Maybe.
Katie just she just did like the pre-rap headband. She's like, why are those girls hitting on me?
Yeah.
I did do the pre-rap.
I'm doing the Heidi Klum thing again.
Did you get a full ride to this soccer camp? Yeah. They invited me back every year. I don't know.
I did not.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think I told this story because it was as we've joked about me being, like, tall and thin, especially when I was in high school, I was, like, I was this
IMG
height.
Academy.
I was this height minus 30 pounds.
Little kids were taking pictures with you.
And the counselor, my like coach that week, was probably a guy like our age now or even younger.
Okay.
He sat me down and told me that it really wasn't okay that I was skipping meals.
Oh. Like there has been no conversation before that. He just like looks at you and is like, I need to talk to her about ED.
He like pulled me over to the side on the bleachers and I was like, this is kind of weird. And he's like, you know, we're working really hard out here. You really shouldn't skip meals. And I was like, who told you that? Yeah. I eat every meal. I was like, I'm sorry. I just am really tall and it just kind of like distributes throughout. I know.
That's so funny. Because at first when he's sitting you down, you probably think, oh, he just wants to talk to me eye to eye. But then you realize, this is actually a conversation. This is tough.
And but could you imagine like being like now sitting down with a girl who's like 16?
High school girl.
And being like,
you're struggling with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
It feels like a similar camp counselor. But was he that his vibes? Like, listen, hey, I love being healthy. I love being thin. I think it's great. That's great.
We all got stuff.
But, it's important. We're burning a lot of calories. You gotta put it back in there.
Yeah, I was like, wow. What a, I don't know who, like if someone prompted him to do that or.
And you knew exactly what he was talking about.
I mean, Yeah, he asked if he thought I wasn't eating.
Oh, he's straight up. Oh.
Yeah.
This guy's just got a screw loose. He just assumes every girl there has a problem. Yeah, he's like, maybe, I'm going to identify it.
He honestly might have sat down every single girl that was there and been like, all right, I know that.
He just sat down the heavier set girls. He's like, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, you're just guessing anything. Hey, can I talk to you? All right, your parents are about to split up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they're right. Yeah, they are. I can sense it.
I can tell. You're playing very aggressive out there. You're not trusting your teammates.
He was like in school there. He was like probably like in school to be like a counselor. He's like, this is kind of my like.
This is kind of my internship.
Yeah, I bet there's a ton of teachers. What I feel like there was a lot of those great movies with the like the inspirational teacher figure that just changes a bunch of kids' lives.
Yeah, Freedom Riders.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to go be a teacher and they'd be like, hey, little girl.
You can talk to me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're like, dude, I just have weird genetics. I'm super skinny. I'm 6'6", 120, but I'm healthy.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, look, you know, we're doing a mission trip fundraiser next week, and I'm just worried if you're out here in a sports bra and they see your rib cage exposed, they're gonna start giving you money.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't need to take it from the kids.
All right. Well, yeah. Go again. Subscribe to the YouTube. Send us stuff on YouTube. Last comment I did on the email. Sorry, the last comment I did see on YouTube. Someone said, wait, did Trey just say Katie's pregnant at the beginning? Yeah.
What happened?
No.
Do you have an announcement?
I do not.
All right. All righty. Well, sorry.
Wonder how that got inferred.
What did you say?
I don't know. People make all. I don't know what I said. Oh, I was like, yeah. This email too. This was fun. Someone just said, "Hi, Trey, Jake, Katie, Family Man, and Thomas/Hummus." This is another woman named Ellie. She said, my husband and I have been recties for about a year now. We found Trey through his Hallmark movie. Yeah. Oh, these guys helped me shoot it. That was a fake. Yeah. We were all foreign.
Yeah, part of that. The Cherry Pie 5K. Sure.
We came to a show in Phoenix. We had a great time. And we just thought we wanted to send you a fun little YouTube channel we found of Michael P. Vigilante III.
I'm in.
I just wanted to have you check this out. His dance moves are top notch. As well as his delivery. So, Derek, would you please pull up this YouTube channel?
Is his last name Vigilante?
Michael P. Vigilante III. Here's the most recent upload. Happy 70th birthday, Don Nava.
He's got the same mics we do.
Oh, shoot.
Does he have a trophy on the nights? I'm taking it all in. There's a trophy on the left.
What sport is a blue suit. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, no. No, sir. No.
This guy do just like 6-minute cameos? I don't understand.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shoot.
We love you.
Wait, oh, Lord, we love you? But this is for Don's...
Don Nava.
Go off,
Michael.
Today.
Okay, Derek, go do this other one. Do this other one. I need you to go to this page. Go to the what's the smoke? There's smoke in one of those thumbnails.
Oh yeah.
We need to see the smoke machine.
What kind of views is he getting?
930.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
Does he have rhythm? I can't.
Oh,
I think he's kind of off beat.
The title of this is Michael Vigilante, an oldie but goodie, in the dance of this great old song car wash.
The moves look good, but it doesn't feel like it's in rhythm.
It is offbeat.
I mean, I'm impressed by the moves.
It kind of resembles the guy on the crackhead on the corner.
Dude, if you imagine this just being... Oh!
Oh, this flight is taking off.
Oh, and it's gone.
Flight is taken off.
Why does he have a microphone? Just less room to dance.
Yeah, he's just It's such a power move to dance in front of a mic that you never sing into. Yeah. And the video's about to end, I think.
Dude, if you imagine this being a guy on the corner, it's way funnier.
The video's over. That was it.
He didn't need the mic.
Yeah.
Maybe he was cranking out a few different videos at a time that day. He's batch recording.
Probably.
That was great.
Michael Vigilante the Third, baby.
VFX smoke.
I'll check him out. He's got plenty of content.
I wonder how these people came across this.
Yeah, are they related to Don Nava?
If it's truly only 900 views.
Well, he has a video down here with 500,000 views.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay.
Popped. So thanks for sending all the stuff in, Rectis. And thanks for coming out. Just last weekend's of shows. Tons of y'all came out. We had a blast all through Connecticut, New Jersey, Boston. Sure. I met a guy in the meet and greet. He's like, my name's Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah. I like a lot of good accents this weekend between Boston and Jersey. Mm. I was giving the guy a hard time for being like 30 minutes late to the show. And he comes in, he's sitting in the front row.
Boston, my balls.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this guy. I was like, it is 8:35. Just missed it, sir. And he was like, only one bartender. There's 40 people here. Or something like that. 40 people line, only one bartender. It was great. I was like, I kind of appreciate that. I was making fun of him. I was like, there's a lot of moms in here who have a 9-year-old who also pronounce it bartender. So yeah. That's fun.
We had a lot of fun. And Atlantic City, never been. Horrible, beautiful place. Right on the boardwalk. I guess it was nice. I think they built up Atlantic City. It was nice like in the 80s maybe, yeah. The 90s. And then they just decided like, let's just neglect this.
Yeah.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Because you could tell we were in a casino. It was popping. There was plenty of people there.
It was
sold
very
out show, but it was there's not been touched or updated in any recent memory at all.
Yeah, I haven't been in a series of buildings like this that haven't been touched in 30 years like this ever before. It was truly like going back in time. Like I remember Derek was putting stuff on his stories about how the whole city just stopped and. 94, and I'm starting to notice it more. And we got passes. You know, Tom was like, hey, the employee dining room, they're going to open up for you guys.
Is that what was in your story?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, oh.
It looks like a museum.
I'll post a picture.
I was like, well, I don't really know what that is, but I mean, free food. Let's try it out. I'm wandering around the halls. Derek's like, I'm looking for it too. I was like, sweet, let's go together. And we go in this thing, and dude, I mean, it was like red, bright red, like booths. I mean, straight out like a 90s Pizza Hut.
Virginia Tech colors.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of dark red and orange. And then we finally find where the food is. And because I couldn't find it for a while. I was like, I'm just going to go safe. I went and got, I mean, it was the saddest cafeteria of all time. I got Raisin Bran, one of two cereals they offer. It was either plain Cheerios or Raisin Bran.
Throwback.
I went with the Raisin Bran and the whole milk. And I was like, I don't even know where they keep the food. It was so sad in there. Derek's like, I'm going to go find it. Derek comes back and on his plate. There are 5 pretzels, just individual salted pretzels.
My man, get a few more pretzels.
Well, honestly,
there's just reason for that.
And then there are 2 like smaller, like what are those? The just potatoes.
Potato
balls.
Like mini potato things. Yeah.
That was Derek's dinner, and mine was Raisin Bran. He just came back as a guy. I went through a full line in the cafeteria. 5 pretzels. So, yeah.
Is that because you're picky?
Well, I got 5 pretzels because you open the I opened the thing up. And there wasn't a thing to grab the pretzels, but I already had it open, so I didn't want to leave empty-handed. So I grabbed a couple, but I didn't want to dig my hands in the pretzels that everyone's digging their hands in.
So did you eat the pretzels?
Oh, Derek cleaned his plate.
Yeah. He was great. He ate it all, man.
Okay, so cleaned not really up. Bothered by the group-handed pretzels.
Wasn't thinking about that.
It was the saddest meal and the saddest people I've ever seen.
And... so just like some like little red potatoes, you just kind of got a couple.
No, they were normal. What are those potatoes, Jake?
I don't know. Like French fries.
Hash
browns. They're like kind of look like a two. They look like Santa's North Pole a little bit, and they're crunchy and they're salty.
It was just such a sad meal. So I was like, I'm gonna take the easy way out. Derek, you can go get the meal. And he comes back with 5 pretzels. So I was like, dude, let's just get out of here.
Tough.
It's not
That's
worth
tough.
It. Funny little town.
Yeah, but. People brought the energy. It was fun. I always like the casino shows too, because then you're just at the casino. You're there. You eat there. So then you just run into people that were there, and they're nice. We had an unbelievable dinner after. Uh-huh. I feel like casino restaurants, you never know, but I thought it was an excellent Japanese sushi.
It was great.
Did you eat sushi?
Trey is obviously the foodie of the group, so he does a good job always picking the restaurants. And then this time he's even like, you know what? I'm just going to order for everybody, order for the table. And I mean, there's... Imagine Derek and I at a sushi place. I mean, there's so many colors. There's so many fish. I don't even know what's going on.
So many colors.
There's so many colors.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them was
called the brown stuff.
One of them was called rainbow. It's like, I never eat anything called rainbow. This is crazy. And I was just throwing stuff back. Derek was trying stuff.
He just kept yelling, where's the color? And then it's like the shelter kid. Dude, you don't know what you're saying.
Okay, but
so
wait.
Many colors. Holy cow.
But you did eat the sushi?
Yeah, I had, whatever we had. Trey swore up and he's like, that one's just Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm like, great. Took that, ate it.
I never got the review of
it. Oh, that was great. Yeah. Whatever that was.
You know, the good old Americanized sushi. Fried. I think it was like a cooked, fried, covered in whatever, da-da-da, mayo, which is literally Chipotle, you know, Chick-fil-A sauce. It's like, I mean, okay. I can't imagine that's not good to you.
I had some raw fish.
You did? Which one?
Which one did I have, Jake?
We don't know.
I don't fully know a lot of the time.
Was that your first time ever having raw fish?
Yeah, I'm never that adventurous. Though,
okay.
We were going crazy over the end of the table.
Wow.
Did not like it that much, but glad I tried.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, to me, I like it, but in fairness, it's just more of a texture than anything. You dip it in the soy sauce, you really just taste like a light sea flavor and soy sauce. It's not robust with flavor, but...
I had eel on accident.
Yeah. Oh.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, eel's good.
I don't know what eel sauce is, but it tastes sweet and yummy.
Know because we were talking about Australia and there's a ton of seafood and like sushi.
Yeah, we were going to like do like a fun dinner. I was like, can we even include Jake?
We will invite you now. Yeah.
I get to go to dinner.
Yeah.
No, don't even think about me. Go wherever you guys want because Rachel will love it in Australia. And I'll figure it out. I'll eat the small potatoes.
Just whatever the weird potato thing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But yeah, that was fun. Dinner was great. Right after that, we're like, hey, we're in a casino. Let's go play like a little game or whatever. It's so packed. We can't find a spot anywhere. But there was one table where Trey was like, all right, there's one spot left. Here's what we're going to do. I'll play. And whoever wants to like invest equity into me. Well, you know, I thought I was getting scammed for a little bit. But I ran the numbers. And I was like, no, I think this makes sense. And
yeah,
so,
if I win, it's like you guys get a percentage, but if I lose, it's double the percentage. I'm like, okay, I think it makes sense.
I see, and I got to go get 3 other people to do this? All right, yeah. To invest.
I paid ATM fees.
There was like 8 of us there. The only people, it was just an adventurous night for us. The only people who invested in Trey, me and Derek.
Yep.
And Derek had 10%, I had 15%. And anyway, that doesn't actually last that long because then a table opens up. We're like, let's go play that. And I sold.
They got out. They said, you know what? We don't believe in this guy.
Do you? But in hindsight, should you have stayed invested or?
So we went to the high limit room because it was all full. So it's like $100 per hand. And like, none of us want to do that. Yeah. So that was my strategy. Like I've done this before. It kind of works. Like if we all kind of, I sit down and we all just hang out and we team up, then it's like, we're all playing $20 a hand or whatever.
Yeah.
So we, okay, the table opens up at like the $25 hand where it's like more doable. So like, okay, we'll just do that. And at that point, they're like, we're kind of done with this thing. And I had a string of luck you wouldn't believe. I mean, every win. They were bringing people over, kind of like, what's going on? I mean, I was shooting 80% on the tables.
Some of the things that were happening was mathematically impossible. I mean, it was me, Trey, Michael, and Isaac. All 4 of us sat down and didn't lose. I mean, at least for 10 hands straight, which would be like...
All 4 of us walked away with money. I mean...
Yeah. And in the end, Derek did Venmo Trey
$10. Yeah. It's worth, I made thousands of dollars. And he's like, here's your 10. I was like, there, you have to do that. He's like, no, this is a good learning lesson. Should have risked it a little more.
it was really fun.
So how about that, Katie?
Good job.
Yeah, I
she doesn't really care about my blackjack winnings. Likes to chirp about the losings. Mm-hmm. But it was great.
That night was fun. I got off stage. I mean, gut was rumbling. While you're performing, I go do a little business. While on the pot, I booked my Airbnb and my rental car for Hawaii coming up. So it's a very productive hour of my life.
Productive in Atlantic City.
That Raisin Brand and subtle, huh?
Yeah.
did its job, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, whole Derek milk Raisin Brand.
Prune juice into my water bottle or something. And so that was great. And then I got to Rachel later. I was like, hey, I won our Airbnb money back. Isn't that great? And you know, she's like, cool.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty neat. You think I care about the money?
Oh yeah, I forgot about money. Like, yeah, that must be nice.
That is the pros and cons to having a wife who doesn't care about money. Can be like, I did this with money, and there's like, she's basically like, I really don't care how much you make or what happens here. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's good. So that was our Saturday night. What was your Saturday night like? I heard you went to a museum, Katie.
I did. Thomas and I went to the art museum and saw some Monet pieces. Thomas really enjoyed it.
Ooh, is that like a shampoo?
Yeah, it was shampoo bottles on the wall. Yeah. No, it went with some friends. We went to
Thomas is a man of fine art.
He honestly, I was like, we're not going to last long here. But I got him out of his stroller and we were walking around. I mean, very colorful, lots of things to look at. He had a great time. So might be a new spot for us.
I don't think I've ever stepped foot in a museum.
I really enjoyed it. So me and Thomas.
Are you a museum guy? Would you want to go to a museum?
Not of art. I would go to a museum of like history or science or something. Anything other than art, I would do it.
I've been this way my whole life. So it's nice to know I wasn't just a punk kid. It's just me. And I'm not saying I'm not proud of this, but I'm about to go off. There. No museum, this really old building there is really big and tall. You want to go see it? I don't want to see the. I just don't care at all.
What about like world's largest ball of twine? Does that move the needle?
No. I mean, Eiffel Tower. If I was in Paris, I could be in Paris for a month and I wouldn't go look at the Eiffel Tower. I don't care. Is that bad?
A little bit, yeah. Ooh,
there it is. Because what do you do when you get in front of it? Do you, for hours, you're like, oh my God, look at it. I've never seen it in person. Or what is ever, people just walk up and they go, okay. And they walk off, right? Do people do something different but when they experience it?
Without caring about art and cool structures, then our world would be very ugly. So you should be thankful.
Modern art has made things ugly, though. Anti-modern art.
It just means modern art is art. Are you saying like...
I'll pull up modern art fails.
Like
a guy having paint fall over or something like that. And that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's awful. Or they're building another house near our house. And Kay's like, look, another box. They just build the box houses.
And I like modern house. Like, I'm not opposed to some modern houses, but they're kind of like making them look a little too warehousey.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just saving money. So I get... There's value in like spending billions on just random structures like that because people are like, ooh, cool, but I don't know. I'd rather go to a nice casino. What if Eiffel Tower had a casino in it?
Awesome.
What if there's a high limit blackjack table at the top? Like,
at the top? I will say, I mean, I love exploring, hiking, seeing stuff, but I feel like I need to interact with it a little bit. Like, it's one thing to see the waterfall, but like, can I rappel down it? That's so much more fun. Like seeing the Grand Canyon, pretty cool, but hiking in it is 10 times more fun. So I think that's where with art, it's like I could kind of appreciate the brush strokes, but I need to like, I wish you would have painted me.
Brush strokes?
What is it?
I'd like some time alone with the Mona Lisa. Sorry.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, this stuff that's been... I've been seeing a lot of this.
This makes me so mad.
And then,
what is
and
it?
Then
what
everyone,
are we looking
at? And then everyone claps.
This guy is a modern artist. First, he stacks up these buckets of sand, and then it falls over after 10 seconds. And all these rich people are super excited. This guy is a...
Oh, that was it. That's like an art...
People do... Yeah, that's like stuff people do. Or...
That's not, that doesn't really take talent. I want to see something that's like, I could never do that. Like that took a lot of skill and talent.
Have you guys seen that one thing? I think it goes viral.
Like a wedding photographer.
Once a year. It's like this, it's an art installation. It's a mechanical, like, yeah, think of like big machinery and it's programmed where like it is constantly leaking like oil and this thing has like a squeegee on the end of it. So it's a machine that's like scooping the oil back into itself. Anyone know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
I'll keep explaining it. So basically, when it first became programmed, it was programmed like it can scoop oil back into itself to keep it operating. But it also, if it sees that people are watching it, it can do a little dance with its arm to like entertain people. But as it goes on, like longer and longer, now it doesn't have time to dance for people because it has to be scooping the oil back into itself so much because it's leaking oil to like a faster rate. And then like I think a few years ago it got like decommissioned, like it couldn't keep up. And it's supposed to be this whole like big thing about how like become overwhelmed with your task, whatever. Either way, that was kind of cool. I didn't explain it super good.
No, I'm following now. Interesting.
But that was really unique and interesting. Way better than buckets falling over.
Bucket, man. Yeah.
You want there to be kind of like a story behind it or like a lesson you want.
Yeah. And I kind of want to explain to me. Like I Googled Monet pieces and it's like, that's a kind of a cool sunset. But I don't know what to take from it. Whereas like other people were like, well, the textbook, I don't know. It's nice when they spell it out for you in a TikTok caption. Mm-hmm. It's my kind
of
art.
A lot of times in museums, there is like a little thing next to it that will explain it.
Well, what did you learn about Monet?
Oh, I didn't read any of it.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're busy being a mom, which is the truest form of art and beauty.
Oh, yes. I just was letting Thomas kind of like point to random pieces and then I'd walk over there and he kept pointing right back to this Monet piece. So
we have to go buy it.
Gotta get some.
Ugh. Yeah, we have to go buy it. Tour a lot. It was like as big as this red wall, the piece.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. How much was it?
But.
And how, so like the actual original Monets that they like travel around with?
That's what, okay, we were there and we were kind of like, how
do they even transport that? Because isn't that worth $100 million?
Yeah. I mean, but they're, yeah. I don't know how they do any of that, but.
Have you seen this one real quick? Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge wave.
That was art? Wait.
I got played a little bit.
Yeah, I got played.
What just happened in that
Show
video?
Show us the big wave again. That was sweet.
Were there people in saran wrap?
Then I saw a raccoon briefly. That was fascinating.
What is those real people?
Inside the bag pumps in air people? So yeah, they can still people. Breathe while inside just. The bag.
No.
That's art. It's just people vacuum sealed on the sidewalk.
That gives tortured. Me so much anxiety.
And look at the raccoon bringing the water.
This is great.
That looks just like Thomas.
That looks just like Thomas.
Don't let our shelter kid get around one of the raccoons. Start incite some violence.
I sent Derek real quick. This you guys see a video of this mechanical arm thing. I'm gonna pull that up in the chat.
Oh,
Derek.
A cautionary tale. No piece of art has ever emotionally affected me the way this did.
Yeah. Beautiful. When the project was first launched, it danced around, spending most of the time interacting with the crowds as it quickly pulled back the small spillage. But now, look at it. She's got to scoop the hydraulic fluid back into itself.
And how long did this go?
I don't know. It ran out of fluid in 2019. I don't know when it.
Oh, it ran out of fluid, so it got rid of it.
Yeah, it's no longer like a piece anymore. This is an old video.
And did the creator of this piece this was the intention the whole time?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, is this? Oh, now it's dancing. Ooh. It's twerking. Ooh, kill him. Ooh. Pimp, name, slick, man. Well, that is something else. Why is it? That's what oil looks like?
I don't know. I said oil. Then this caption says hydraulic fluid.
It's like our...
didn't do good on the ASVAB.
The day Thomas was born.
Jeez.
I mean, it's it was kind of gross, dude.
Okay.
How long have we been going?
51 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Time flies.
Derek, do you want to tell the story? I feel like every night Derek makes a new friend at these venues. I feel like I always see like some old man like helping Derek carry cameras. He's like, that's my
he
new
sure
friend.
He sure does, yeah.
But one friend you met, you want to talk about the girl who asked if she could use the bathroom or however that went?
Yeah, so that was in Boston. It was a venue where I think the halls were a little bit more crammed. Mm. But so everyone's leaving. This girl turns to me and asks me, can I use the bathroom backstage? I'm like, I don't think so.
And then, I just hold the camera. Yeah. I don't know.
And then she's like, well, I can't use that one because there's a lot of people there and I have social anxiety. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. You're giving me anxiety.
I also have social anxiety.
If you want anxiety off, we can do it right here. I'll start hyperventilating real quick.
I had 5 pretzels for dinner. I don't think you want to play this
Batman.
So luckily someone from the house came up and saw, and I was like, maybe they know. And then I just ran away. I booked it out of there. But
so that's
normal looking girl too, like she very pretty, and so that one was kind of caught me off guard.
I feel
for
like
a lot of reasons.
She maybe was just trying to get backstage.
Ah,
okay.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Actually,
he's like, huh, that kind of adds up. She didn't seem very stressed.
After every, I mean, this didn't happen until Derek was on the road, but there's girls in my green room after every show, which has kind of freaking me out.
They're like, sir, I have social anxiety. I really need a quiet space, maybe like a room.
Derek's like, I know just a spot, Trey's dressing room. Yeah. It's huge.
Well, none of us are allowed in there. It's super quiet. Huge.
Yeah. Biggest couch. You'll love it.
You'll love it.
Come hang out.
Oh, man.
I also have a triggered from last night, just real quick, if that's okay.
Okay, let's do it. Let's wrap on some segments. I got a little dramatic reading for us from Erected.
Okay.
Too.
This is a little traveling triggered. Last night, I was a little hungry. We get back to the hotel. I'm looking at DoorDash. There's Shake Shack in the area. Love a good Shake Shack. And so I order it. This guy's DMing me back in the DoorDash app. Sorry, man. I mean, it's crazy crowded here. It's taking forever. You know, DMs me 10 minutes later. Sorry, dude. Still packed in here. All good. Give me some barbecue sauce. He's like, I got you. It takes forever. I mean, it's like an hour. I finally get the DoorDash. He shows up and he was on a bike. I was like, I don't think there was a lot of people at Shake Shack. I think you're on a bicycle.
How far away was it? You just did a triathlon.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long ways away. For sure, he's just biking all over the greater Boston area. It was freezing cold out. I was like, I feel sympathy and anger at the same time.
Wow.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're a hustler.
Again, we always do our travel stuff because we do it too much. We got in a 45-minute Uber, Katie and I did, out to a wedding venue. And, you know, you're looking to settle in to a quite a lengthy drive, and we get an Uber where there's just like a 9-year-old girl shotgun.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think this is Uber. I'm like, oh no, it's the Uber. And this woman has like her daughter, presumably.
Yeah.
And
I don't even,
you know, 9-year-olds are weird. She just kept like looking back at me.
She was like
six,
seven. She was like six or seven. She was like small.
She just kept looking back and staring at me. And then she was like, you know, just being weird, just being a 6-year-old. She like had candy. She was like, being weird, and I just, and then Mama kept repping, stop.
It was like,
I mean, I guess like she's got to do this, yeah, but it's also like, this isn't the most pleasant drive out to my to my nice quiet weekend with my wife.
I was concerned because I'm pretty sure she was way too small to be sitting in the front seat.
Oh, that's what Katie kept saying.
And I was,
does she even have her? She looks right. She's like, can you tell she has her seatbelt on?
She didn't have the strap across her chest either. Ooh, she had it back behind her.
I was like, well, you know what? The way she's staring at me and weirding me out, I unbuckled it for her.
Stop. Trey, you're going to get canceled.
Just kept hearing a click.
No, but
I didn't do it. No.
I know she was like trying. She clearly had to do that, but like the safety.
It is tough when the Uber rides with their kid because it's an ultimate of like, I hate this, but I also am sorry.
But I also am like, I kind of wanted to report that. I mean, that was very dangerous. She could get pulled over for that.
Well, to be fair, the 6-year-old weighed more than you did because you're 110.
No, I didn't.
So it's safer for her to be up there than you.
I do think there is a thing. If you're small enough, you're not supposed to have the cross strap because then it's like it can be over your neck.
That is true.
Because she's supposed to be in a like booster seat.
Yeah,
still.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I was like hit the weight limit of shotgun until
and
like
the
12.
Woman
yeah.
Took a wrong, she turned the 45 minutes into 55, took a wrong turn. So I was like, oh my
God. Ubers
what
do
are we
that.
Doing?
It's
what
fun
are we
for them.
Doing? But yeah, and then just quickly too, not super triggered, but I had an all time like frazzled person. Like I was aisle. She's like, can I sit in the middle? And she's like, oh, so many things. Amongst them, a dog.
Yes.
And I was this close to pulling. We've done this trick before where I just say, oh, I'm allergic.
Was like, the dog in a carrier? Or was she just like holding
it? It was like a tiny rat thing in a bag that didn't make a peep. So I was like, okay, it's fine. But there's one time on a flight that's like,
it was like a full dog. Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we're allergic. So I'm like, get the dog. What are we doing?
It's like, sometimes
dogs
like
are for the ground. For 30,000 feet. Dogs are for.
Yeah.
So she was very like, sorry. But then she like all sat down and she's like, oh my God, I forgot something. She got back out. She's opened up her full zip carry on out in the, it was
there's one more
the most
detail
frazzled.
You're forgetting.
Colored hair.
Yes.
Yeah. What color was it?
Purple. And I was pumped when I saw her next to you.
She redeemed. At least she was just. She was being like over the top. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Which greatly helped. But I was like, what are we doing?
Derek texted me to keep me updated. He's like, hey, just thought you should know. Girl with purple hair just sat by Trey.
It's a purple girl terrorizing Trey with
a dog.
With dogs and.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
She saw your video.
She's a recty. I texted Derek back. I said, podcast started early today. I gotta go off.
I have one thing real quick. I don't know if it's because Katie and I people pleasers. If there's a segment, people pleasers standing up for themselves. I felt like I did a good job.
That's a pretty good segment. Yeah.
Going to the shows, going through TSA, the TSA agent said, hey, you need to take off your hoodie. And I just said, no, thank you. And walk through. Like, so I felt pretty good.
And they're like,
do you have pre-check?
No, I should, but.
Like, okay, that is a safety rule.
Yeah, because that's a light hoodie. That's basically a shirt.
Yeah, and I've made it through a million times before, and like, they've never even said anything. So the fact that he brought it up randomly, I was like, I'm okay. No, thank you.
Like, and he's like, dang, respect.
I kind of got caught off guard and just, okay. And then I went through.
Wow.
But I felt pretty good about
you
that
You just straight up said no.
Yeah. I did. We see Darren across the airport pacing like, they'll do that to you. So every now and then, once again, when you get on the smaller planes, it's the carry-on. They're like, whoa, that's not going to fit up there. And then I have to be like, I promise it will.
Let's just see.
I do these a lot. I know it will. And I've had to fight them. And then they're like, wow, I'm shocked it fit up there. Like, okay. Did you stand up for yourself? Oh, you just on the way over here. You stood up to your brothers.
Yeah, I did last night. I have four brothers, and we have a big family group message. And
this is a classic sister brother.
Oh yeah, and my parents will send out, like, my dad sent out this. It was like a serious/sentimental thing, and I was the only person who responded. All my brothers just ignored it. And so I did a separate message.
Yeah,
on
like,
the
hey,
side.
Probably respond to dad.
Yeah, I was like, you guys should respond to dad. And just, yeah, classic sister brother, like.
Lay down a lot. In the car, she was like, no, I'm not putting up with that anymore. No, I'm done.
Well, and I'm guilty of it too, like, of not always responding to group messages. But I was like, but when it's something like that, we should respond.
Lay down the law. She did.
I'm just prepping for laying down the law for Thomas. Gotta get in my mom mode.
Let's wrap up with just a very quick dramatic reading. Thanks for all the RecD submissions. Happy Thanksgiving again. This is from Megan, who says, I'm a huge, huge fan, and I would absolutely lose my sheltered Utah marbles if you did this dramatic reading on the episode.
Say something else.
And she goes, keep in mind, this guy works at Chipotle.
Okay.
So I think that's, we'll see how that plays into here. Dramatic reading. Yes, thank you, Derek. This is a Facebook status update. The lion doesn't concern himself with the opinion of the sheep. Why is this? The lion knows his strength. He knows he must only strike when necessary, and to lash out without a calculated meaning is both unnecessary and foolish. The common man is weak. He runs from his mistakes. He'll lie, cheat, and manipulate his way to get what he wants. He hides behind the materialistic world and creates a fantasy where he can never be anything except for the victim. The common man is a sheep, blindly following and acting with hopes that he will find success and peace. The lion is covered in scars.
Oh.
He has made many mistakes, and he has learned from every single one of them and wears them with pride.
Pride, pun, nice.
The lion rarely has to get up from his place in the shade to defend what he stands for, to defend who he loves, and to defend the good in this world. Once he does, however, you'll wish you had never awoke the beast. His name's Tanner.
That's a great delivery.
Guac's extra. Learning how to be a lion is priceless.
I feel like there was a brief moment where I thought we were just going to get the plot of Lion King in there. Once he started mentioning Scar, the lion, he's like, there's going to be wildebeest. Yeah. They're going to stampede. You got to be careful. You might lose your dad that way. Okay. And is going to enter Nala. All right. She's a little bit of a cutie. But stay focused. Your dad's in the sky. All right, he's going to talk to you through the clouds.
Honestly, Rafiki. I kind of forgot the part of Lion King. Thanks for reminding me.
I haven't seen it since I was 8, so I don't know much. I remember the Wildebeest.
Wow, really pulled that one out.
I forgot about Rafiki completely.
Mm-hmm.
A wild monkey.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was pretty deep. He probably just was working away, thinking. Just deep thoughts back there.
How does that? I mean, does this guy watch one episode?
He wrote that while he's on the job back in Chipotle?
Yeah, it was a slow hour.
Yeah.
You ever worked at a service job like that and there's a slow hour? No, you're just kind of sitting there for a long time.
Do you guys have a spot close by to you where you're starting to like go enough where like, that, like the Chipotle by me, this is where I'm getting at, by my house. I feel like they don't know me yet, but I know each one of their tendencies. Like there's one guy...
He's light on the beans. He's just, right.
Yeah. Beans guy. Yeah, no. There's one, I swear, every time I go, he's trying to see how high up he can drop the bag of my burrito. It's a weird thing. Because you shouldn't need to drop it at all.
Like after it's done?
Yeah, yeah.
All done?
Here you go. Yeah. Like instead of handing it to me, I mean, he's dropped it like 4 times in a row. He's dropping it. And I'm like...
He knows you're going to catch it or he's like, it's going to hit the counter.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, reaction test. No, it's like he takes it from, you know, he's doing the register. He takes it from like the people who slid it to him. He puts it in a bag. And then it's like, as it's coming to me, it's like getting dropped. That's one guy. I have another guy who I can't get the last word in on. Sort of like, all right, have a go, man. All right, you too. Take care now. You bet. And just like, and it's this game that we play.
Last word,
like,
yeah.
Have a good one. Hey, you too, man. We'll see you around.
You don't think he knows who you are?
I don't think so. I think he's got a little bit of, you know, that girl's social anxiety, maybe. But
Okay.
Just wants green room
tickets. That is fun when you're a regular. You know, you spot the employee and you know, like, all right, we're not going to exchange any words. We're a regular at a coffee shop. Like, all right, this one, we're just hardly going to speak. This one, we're going to chat up a little bit.
Chatterbox.
Yeah.
This other one, you know. Maybe exchanges a nice smile. You get the vibe.
Yeah. I wish I had this guy at my Chipotle, though. Just we talk lions and sheep all day.
No kidding.
The common man cheats to get what he wants.
That's true.
That's impressive. I don't think there's a lot of people doing that.
All right. Anything else? I think that's the episode. A little Thanksgiving episode. Enjoy your turkey. Hope it's moist.
Yeah.
I hope the women in your life do most of it, like the good old days.
Ew.
At least that's what I hope. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Ew.
If it brings them joy. Katie, she can't help herself, dude. She's like, my mom is going all out. She's like doing all this decoration. It's like, I'm like,
I'm not annoyed by
it. No one's making
it.
Her do that. She's how loving. And
I know it is. I'm just telling you, she's working really hard. But you know what? You know what's funny?
The feminist in Katie. No. The feminist in her is so insufferable.
No.
The day we're there, you're gonna be looking at your brothers like, look at them. They don't do anything. The mom's doing it all. I'm like, that she's enjoying it.
Okay, she does enjoy it. But I have a hot take about you, which is that the past 2 Thanksgivings. Because you wanted to cook, you were all like, we should all cook. We're doing it. I'm doing it. Of course I can do it. Why wouldn't I do it? And now you don't really want to.
That's not how I talk.
Now you don't really want to. And you're like, they should do it. It's just.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly what's happening.
Well, I don't agree with that. Let us know what you think. Have a great Thanksgiving. We love you guys. We'll talk to you. And then get tickets to Hawaii and Australia.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see some across the world recties. That'll be weird.
Yeah, that's going to be really
internet
cool.
Over there?
I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Peace. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the truth.